Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single daily. Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chil Michal Reini Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. Today we find ourselves in the famous Perek Yotes of Malachim Beis. And when Chizkiyahu HaMelech, whom we left yesterday, heard Rav Shaka's words. Rav Shaka had cursed Hashem and told Bnei Yisrael, "What are you listening?" And he refused to speak in Aramis. In other words, he wanted to go ahead and speak in the name of Sancheiriv, the king of Ashur, the king of Assyria, and he wanted to show that he was not interested in any sort of diplomacy or military conversation. He just totally wanted to get things up and running and to strike a campaign of fear. Well, the word got back to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and when Chizkiyahu heard that, and he heard the cursing, says Radak, in the name of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that he heard the cursing of Hashem, he tore his clothing, because that's what you do when you hear Birkas Hashem. And he covered himself in a sackcloth, so that Hashem should show mercy on him. And so he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he sends Eliakim and Eshavna, and the Ziknei Kohanim, and he sends him in sackcloth to Yishayo HaNavi. Yishayo, of course, is going to be the major Navi. He's going to be ruling during this late period in Jewish history. And they said to him, Chizkiyahu has come to you and says, today is a day of distress, debate, and blasphemy. Yom Tzara B'tochecha U'ne'atza. Right? It's a debate period. People are debating, saying, we have the power and we have the strength. Or is the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reproving us in this situation. So we should just know, Bnei Yisrael are in this situation. Their clothes is coming from a woman on the mashbir, on the birth stool, who doesn't have the strength to give birth. And in such a situation, the pains become the strongest. So too, we are also going through this great distress. We don't know how to get out of here unless Hashem helps us. And so maybe Hashem will hear the words of Rav Shaka, who is threatening and cursing Hashem, and maybe you can give us some advice. So the servants go to Yishayo HaNavi, and Yishayo comes along and he says, I don't understand what you're worried about. I don't listen to the words that were said by the Nari Melech Ashur, the curse words. And you should just understand, I'm going to go ahead and put a desire into Sancheiriv and have him go back to his own land, and I'm going to cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. And this is the case indeed. Hineni nosein b'ruach, I'm going to put a ruach in there. That is part of the miracle, says Rashi, because he's going to hear about a war with and a rebellion from Tirhaka. And he's going to turn around and realize that Tirhaka had gone off to wage war, from which he's going to take his whole army away from Yerushalayim and go to Cush to fight with Tirhaka and put in Mitzrayim, who are working with Tirhaka. And he's going to defeat them, and he's going to take their treasures and then come to Yerushalayim, and he's going to fall over there. But take a look at that situation. There's, as the Malbim says, Sancheiriv listened to a rumor, not a report. Then he went away, taking his whole army, not leaving any part of it. And then he's going to go ahead, and I'm going to have him go back on his own, so that you guys, Bnei Yisrael, don't walk away with the understanding that this is because of your own strength. So sure enough, what happens? Rav Shaka turns around, and he finds out that Sancheiriv is battling against Livna. Now Livna is inside the Ari Yehuda, and he met up with Tirhaka in Livna, and that's why he was going along into that battle in Livna. And he then continues to send emissaries. Rav Shaka sends the emissaries in the name of Sancheiriv, telling, look, and don't let your God tell you that it's not going to happen. I'm telling you what will happen. I've destroyed other gods, and I've destroyed other nations, and I want you to know, I'm coming back to do it to you as well. So Chizkiyahu takes the letter from the messengers, and he goes back up to Beis Hashem, and he spreads it out in front of Hashem, and he davens to Hashem. And he says, listen over here and listen to the words of Sancheiriv, who's here to curse you, and understand what's happening over there, and go ahead and do something about the situation. So sure enough, Yishayahu ben Amoz comes along in Pasuk Chav, and he sends a message to Chizkiyahu, where Yishayahu tells him, look, Hashem says, since you daven to me, Asher Espalta Lai Al Sancheirev Shamati, I want you to know that I heard that you're, I heard your tefillos. And Hashem says, I want you to know, my response is, you've gone ahead and cursed, and dealt with that manner, Sancheirev, and I want you to know that you with all your threats that you're putting into the situation, I'm just letting you know that it's not going to work. And what's going to happen is that the more that you claimed, I'm going to take out against you, and I'm going to put my ring in your nose, and I'm going to put my bit in your lips, and I'm going to put you on the road that you came from. And by the way, Yishayahu says to him, here's the sign. Here's the sign that Sancheirev is going to fall. Right now you're afraid to eat, because you're afraid of dying from hunger, because Sancheirev came along and destroyed the land and chopped down the trees. But I want you to know that this year, you'll eat what grows by itself. And by next year, you should just know, you're going to be able to go ahead and eat what grows from the tree stumps. By the third year, you're going to be able to actually plant vineyards and eat what comes out of the situation. You'll have no need to go ahead and be afraid of your enemies. And sure enough, the survivors of Beis Yehuda will continue to take root, and they're going to produce fruit. But because why? Kimi Yerushalayim teitzei sheirisu pleita mehar tzion kinas Hashem taaseh zos. From Yerushalayim there's going to be a remnant, and from Har Tzion there's going to be a redemption, and Hashem's going to make it so. And so he says, go tell Melech Ashur that he should not come to the city, and he shouldn't even shoot an arrow there, not to advance a shield, not to do anything. In other words, tell him, by the way you're going to go, that's how you're going to go, the way you're going to come up against Yerushalayim, that's how you're going to leave, and you'll never come into the city, says Hashem. And why am I going to do this? I'm doing it not only for my own name, but I'm going to do it for the name of David. And in the final couple of psukim, the final three psukim, made famous, and even the secular world, by the famous poem of Lord Byron, that it happened that on that night, Amalek Hashem went through the camp, and he killed in Machne Ashur 185,000 of the people. And take a look, in the morning, they were all dead. And Sancheirev left and went away, and he went to Nineveh. And while he was there in the temple of Nisroch, his sons came along and killed him with a sword. And they went away to Ararat, and Esar Chadon, who was the son of Sancheirev, he took over in his stead. And this is the incredible turnaround events where Am Yisrael went from a low to a high on the basis of what? On the basis of their belief that Hashem was able to achieve that. What an important lesson for us. And Bezos Hashem will continue to see what happens with Chizkiah when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.